Hey, you finally found your way here to the Bennetts, huh? If you're not familiar with the crew, then you're missing out. But if you've already listened to or read books 1 through 4, then you're good. Consider yourself part of the family. And since you're here, you need to go ahead and subscribe so you won't miss another episodic drama from the trio. A Bennett Affair is a fiction drama podcast surrounding successful brothers finding their way through chaotic moments like you and me. The only difference is they decide to share the journey with you, allowing you to infiltrate their world. You know what? Instead of me talking, I think I'll leave you here alone to hear more from Sean, because I'm sure he's one of the reasons why you're here anyway. Welcome to the Bennetts.
Rage on that beat, going crazy.
One. Sean. Swish. Clean as smooth it goes. Nasty. Every shot aiming at the goal adds 3 points to the board. Randall mentioned tonight would be a pivotal moment in his career after he shows out for his boy. Daddy! Camden yells, bright eyes beaming to oblivion as the tall figure in blue and purple rushes off the court, slapping hands with his little man. Cameras pan into our direction, first emphasizing the duo, then the three of us. What it do, big homie? Sweat transferred from Randall and poured down my forearm as he tapped me up. I'm shutting everything down. Call me the fucking Grim Reaper, nigga. Randall bounced all over the place, the crowd going crazy to his performance before he is hauled back into the game. Since my marital union with Chelsea, my schedule as Sean B. the rapper has lightened up, and Sean Bennett the husband has been filled with playdates and activities. My priorities changed. Playing the field, parading in the clubs, doing life as my own is no more. God, Chelsea, Cam, and Sinai superseded. I've grown up to be that man, a family man. Who would have ever fucking thought it? Sean, thanks for bringing me to the game. Cam was strolling through the private suite, being sure not to pass up on the food that was heads above anything you could get at a fast food restaurant. One thing about my bonus son is that he could eat. What'd I tell you about that, Cam? Squatting to level, I ask. You say it like that's not what I'm supposed to do. You are very much mine as Sinai Caitlin. I love your big head. I nudge him away, pulling him back into my coat. Everything flowed until Sinai entered the world. Cam had a hard time finding his footing into the new norm of our lives. He's never been shy of asking for anything or being responsible for his duties in school. Lately, he's stayed to himself, asking for less, fidgeting around essential matters that should be discussed. After evaluating things, I made a conscious effort for one-on-one time. Ever since then, we've been better, communicating like the old days. Tiered seating with plastic chairs become visible as we travel from the concession stand back to the stands. Boos and outrage intensify the closer we get.
I know, this isn't what everyone was expecting, especially at this point in the season. However, it's for the best. We take the health and safety of our players, staff, and you, the fans, as a priority around here.
The announcer continues through the stadium, alerting the end of the basketball season until further notice.
Tonight, sit back, jump up, go crazy, and enjoy one of the best games this season.
Cinnamon and sugar penetrate my palate as I inhale a cupful of pretzels. We double dipping now, I tease Cam, who's robbing me of icing.
Yep. Just like you do to me with everything I eat.
He exaggerates my need to take anything from him. My guy was a little comedian. That's what we call parent privileges, boy. The buzzer rings, signaling the end. Los Angeles dominated the scoreboard. Randall throws his thumb back, indicating that I meet him at the exit towards the locker room. He should be celebrating with the team. His contribution of 59 points to the 102 points is huge, considering the losing team has the best record in the league. Cam twists his growing hair while he opens the pathway between the sea of people trekking out the stadium. As fast as we tried to escape, one person after another halted our steps.
Sean B., I see you've been in the cut. No music?
Derek approaches me, dreads patting his back. We bump fists. I'm chilling, man. Quickly, I lock hands on Cam, who's moving too far away from me at an immense speed. Enjoying the finer things in life. You know money doesn't bring genuine happiness. He nods.
True that.
One day, I'ma lock a shorty down.
Until then,
he shrugs, throwing his palm upward.
I'll keep searching.
Slipping my hoodie over my head to hide my identity, we practically ran to our destination. Then I removed the hat. By now, security is aware of my setup with Randall. This is his moment to say his goodbyes before Cam turns it in for the night. The second we cut the corner, Randall appears to be waiting.
Sean, you have no idea how much this means to me tonight for you to take time out to bring Cam.
Aw, man, don't go acting like that. Y'all tripping. Randall knows I'm all in. If I'm available, I make a way. He's not the only one vested in this kid. Spreading his legs, pretending to dribble and shoot, Cam mimics his twin. Excited by the prospect that his father scored the last winning shot against the glorified team.
Come here, Cam!
One of the teammates calls him over, leaving Randall and me alone. Randall started.
I texted Chelsea about getting Cam tonight.
A white towel shields his face. This takes me by surprise. It's a school night. This isn't a problem. He takes him to school all the time. Except, why all of a sudden?
Chelsea says she needs to speak to you first.
Distinctive pulsing coming from my hand catches my attention. Give me a second. I signal to Randall as I slide the cursor to answer the call. Walking out into the densely populated hallway, I scurry to find privacy. An office door is ajar. I slip inside, pulling it shut. Baby? My heart rate paces, afraid of her answer. Why is Cam leaving tonight with Randall?
Hey to you too, Daddy,
she sighs.
Well, if you haven't heard, the season is canceled due to the coronavirus outbreak. I even received an email from the school system about an hour ago. Cam is out until further notice.
I sit in the chair to take all of this in. I heard the announcement, never thinking too deeply into it. The thought of school shutting down last minute is a clear indicator that things are far worse than what the news reported before. When is Cam supposed to come back home?
I don't know, babe. That's the reason I reached out to you, to be clear on my intentions. I'm thinking he can stay with Randall for a few weeks.
Hell no. The ball of my toes dances to keep me calm. You know my family is here. I want Cam to experience this like everyone else. And Rihanna will be delivering soon. You know Cam is looking forward to that moment to meet the baby. I practically plead. I normally wouldn't have an issue with the arrangement. And it's not like me to overstep. But I made plans for the family to include him.
Baby, he's already spent weeks with them. Besides, your parents just left yesterday, so the truth is, I would alternate weeks with him, but that's not safe. Cam needs to stay put for safety reasons. Plus,
her pause was deafening.
I don't want Randall alone. He mentioned Cam being the only one he had out here.
Hell, according to the blogs, he isn't alone.
You of all people should know better than to run with what the media says.
I ponder on her remark, then focus on the facts. I can FaceTime little man if his absence affects me. Aye, 2 weeks, Chels. Tops.
Whatever, Shawn Michael.
Oh, boy. She hit me with the middle name.
And by the way, something came in the mail today from some company.
Yeah. I lean over, elbows holding my body. Finally, the set came in.
It did. The couches, recliner, and complimenting tables are on the back patio set up, courtesy of the employees.
That's what's up. I paid enough for them to have it together. It's a package deal, I say, as a matter of fact, tugging my growing goatee.
That's the issue. We don't need to be spending money like that.
Concern laces her words. This is deeper than what she conveys. I know Chelsea. Abruptly, the door opens in front of me.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
The white man appears just as startled as I am. Standing to my feet, I too apologize. Hell, I don't know what room I've stepped into. Slack-jawed, fixed gaze, and unable to move. The man is starstruck. Running alongside him, I attempt to step out.
No, stay. Make yourself comfortable, Mr. Bennett.
He walks out, shutting the door behind him. Placing the phone to my ear, I catch Chelsea laughing faintly. This is my chance to smooth things out. Babe, the purchase was solely to make you happy. You mentioned wanting an updated patio set, so I got that before all of this stuff happened. Plus, once we're able to start having company, you and your girls can parade around the space without interrupting my boys and me.
Sean,
she lowers her voice, probably recollecting this very conversation.
All I'm doing is suggesting a change in the way we manage our finances, especially now.
How could I argue with my wife? Since we've been married, she barely indulges in lavish clothing, jewelry, or anything. Cam gets more clothes and shoes than she does, reminding me that maybe Chelsea has a point. Creeping out of the room, I slowly trail the hall, whispering, "Baby, I need to see about Cam before he leaves, since he won't be returning home tonight. Despite the circumstances, I need to make sure that little man is good and excited to leave."
"Okay, Mr. Bennett."
Her tone seems softer. "Mrs. Bennett, we will continue our conversation when I get home." A sly grin weakens my eye. Preferably in the bed. Naked. My foot barely turns the corner when Randall and I almost collide. "Preferably in the bed," he cackles. "That's what married life got you sounding like." I shrug, unable to hide the humor in that. I tighten the grip on the phone that stuck to my ear as I hear my wife announce,
"Tell Randall to mind his business, and the answer is yes. I'll be here waiting, posted up in my birthday suit."
On the next episode of A Bennett Affair.
Benji.
"Get off that girl's titty, boy. You ain't no baby."
Uncle Check fusses around the yard, not caring who overhears him. Rihanna's belly vibrates vigorously on my chest with each chuckle. I could have sworn this moment between wifey and I would be in solitude, total isolation. "I don't want to keep fighting over this, Benji."
Her cold fingers circle my abdomen.
"I don't want to fight either." I place her hands over my...
A thumping sound at the door stirs me from the slumber I was in, after Ree put me to sleep with her impeccable skills. The first thing I notice in my lethargic state
is the lack of light in the room.
Enjoyed this episode? Make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on your preferred podcast station. This show was created, written, produced, and directed by Danya Marie, starring Jacoby Diem and Wesley Saban.